Pam Whittington cleans for a living. Most of her customers have cabinets full of cleaning products, bleach, soft scrub, Windex. Whittington says those cleaners do a good job.
They work well. I mean, but they're strong. You get kind of ill. Sometimes, I've physically gotten ill from cleaning products, almost to where you have to leave the home if it's so strong.
Whittington tries to use the more natural products, even vinegar and baking soda. And she says they work fine for most jobs, but sometimes there's just too much soap scum or too much grime. And she needs the big guns, like bleach.
Oh, yes. Bleach is totally strong, but you need something to kill the germs. And bleach does that, yes. Or, I mean, vinegar does to an effect, but then still you have to get things clean, you know. And bleach whitens things and gets rid of all the stains. And so.
One of the companies best known for selling bleach is Clorox. Matt Kohler is a brand manager for Clorox. He says they wanted to make a more natural products line for years, but when they tested the concept with consumers, most people were not interested in buying environmentally friendly cleaners.
And really, up until this year, the market for green cleaners just didn't, we weren't seeing enough consumer interest to be able to launch something that could sustain itself in the market.
But a couple of things happened last year that opened the green door for Clorox. Kohler says the company's scientists came up with natural cleaners that worked as well as the regular cleaners. And something else happened. Believe it or not, Kohler says Al Gore's movie An Inconvenient Truth got people thinking more about environmental issues, so much so that for the first time, many started worrying about the chemicals in cleaning products.
There's really this group of consumers out there, and it's growing and getting bigger every day, that are looking for ways to live a greener lifestyle. And they're just not satisfied with the options that are currently available. So when we got all that data together, we started talking to consumers, we really realized that the market is really ready for a green cleaning product and that Clorox was pretty well positioned to be able to come out with something that would meet their needs.
Clorox has started stocking the shelves at Walmart, Target, and most supermarkets with Greenworks. That's their line of natural cleaners made with things like coconut, lemon oil, and corn-based ethanol. The Sierra Club Environmental Group has endorsed the new line. But others are skeptical about Clorox's motivations. Alex Scranton is science director for a group called Women's Voices for the Earth. Last year, she surveyed the ingredients in the major household cleaners, looking for chemicals that are dangerous to human health and the environment. She found that the Clorox company makes 15% of the worst products on the market. She says it's hypocritical for Clorox to now call itself a green company.
This is the question we had when Clorox released their Greenworks product. They were very pleased to make these new products that were effective cleaners, were 99% natural or naturally derived ingredients. And so it begs the question, you know, well, if you can do that with your new products, you know, can you in fact apply that technology to your old products? Why sell both?
Clorox says most people still want their bleach and their Pine Sol, and that the company will keep selling them as long as people keep buying them. But Scranton wonders if people would buy them if they knew what was in them. She says most mainstream products don't disclose all their ingredients on the label. It's not required by law.
These companies can pretty much use any chemical they want with, you know, a few limitations in their products without too much regard for what the long-term impact could be either on the environment or on health.
Scranton says if people understood how dangerous some of the ingredients can be, it might really convince them to buy alternative products. Clorox says it's giving people a choice and will be watching sales of Greenworks carefully, but it won't stop selling those other products if people keep buying them. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.